Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Define You Radio, where you get lessons, tips, and more from those who decided to define life on their own terms and are changing the lives of others. Pens and papers ready. Class is now in session.
That was hilarious. There's a, if you guys were just on and called back in, number one, thank you so much. I will go back in later and fill in some of the key aspects of tonight's show. But there's a whole back end to setting up a show. And part of that is your estimated timer, so to speak, for you guys that's interested or not interested. But there's a whole back end, and apparently in my rush, I definitely didn't give us enough time, but that is okay. Thank you guys so much just for sticking it out. It feels like Monday, but it's Hot Seat Tuesday. So welcome to Radio Class. Yes, class is in session. I am your host, the Southern Belle of Bold, and of course I'm joined again with one of my fabulous Hot Seat Queens, Miss Shannon Ward. Shannon, you want to go ahead and say hi to the audience again?
Hey, everybody, again.
That is too funny. That's because, you know what, that's because it's about to be some true hot seat hotness tonight. We were going to talk about, we had like different topics, like up in the air, what we're going to talk about. And, oh, my gosh, I think we have a surprise guest. Hold on. Let's see. Queen LaVon, is that you? LaVon?
Yes, it's me.
Yay!
Hey. Yay! I'm so glad you joined us. And you know, it's about to be some mess on the show. It started off messy because of technical difficulties. Okay? So I'd love to hear your thoughts. But if you kings and queens follow Shannon Shaydon Ward on Facebook, I don't know where else she posted it.
That's just it.
About Bill Cosby and his conviction, and we're just talking about the whole our feelings in regards to that. So, Shannon, if you would just like to go ahead and tell the audience a little bit about your post.
Well, so the post was just a picture of, I Googled Bill Cosby, I Googled Charlie Sheen, I Googled Harvey Weinstein. And already under Bill Cosby's definition of who he is, they have, actually, let me just look at it, because they have, you know, who he is, a comedian. He's an American stand-up comedian, actor, musician, author, and convicted sex offender. And I just found that ironic. I was like, wow, they didn't waste any time putting that on there. And then when I scroll through a little bit, you know, like the first thing that come up is everything with his conviction and all of that. And when I went and looked at Charlie Sheen and Harvey Weinstein, I'm like, yeah, you don't see too much. You see it, but you have to scroll a little bit to find it. And then so just to move on, it just like it bothered me that this is an 81-year-old man, blind, to convict him to 3 to 10 years, for me, felt like overkill. To be, you know, that was just my feeling on it. And so, you know, I'm just like, well, in this instance, I hope, honestly, that the others get the same thing and worse, especially one of them, I think, really needs to just have, like, life, but that's just my opinion. And so that kind of post just opened up, you know, all kinds of opinions and emotions and just things I was not expecting to come out of it. I was just saying how much it bothered me. You know, that we would think it's okay for an 81-year-old, you know, to 3 to 10 years? Like, come on, really? I think, like, house arrest. Where is he going? What is he going to do? I mean, his life is over. everything, you know, his reputation is tarnished. What else is there for you to do for him? So that was just kind of my thought on that.
Okay, my personal two cents, you know, unlike a lot of people, and guys, feel free to comment and on the Define You Radio's Facebook page, but keep it respectful. Everybody is entitled to their opinions. My feelings, unlike a lot of people, I didn't care for The Cosby Show. I didn't care for Bill Cosby's character in particular, or, you know, his wife's character, or any of the characters. Really, I really didn't care for The Cosby Show, honestly. And I don't know, it was just too for me. I don't know. I didn't care for it, but I respect what they were doing at the time, and I loved A Different World. I really did. However, this is my issue, or one of my issues, is that when I was not surprised when the comments surfaced that what Bill Cosby made. Everything that I heard about him, and notice what I'm saying, I heard, everything that I heard about him and his different comments and those things towards the black community were negative. And I wasn't surprised by that. I would not have been surprised if they were true, which I think they were proven to be true. And I wouldn't have been surprised if they were false, because we know how the media works. However, just seeing him in different things, I didn't hold Bill Cosby to this high, Denzel, my feelings would be hurt. I would go to bat, like, you'd have to show me pictures for me to believe that Denzel would do something like that. But Bill Cosby is a different thing for me. Like, my feelings about him aren't as cuddly as it seems like the rest of America. Shannon, are you speechless at this point? Queen Shannon.
I was doing one of your numbers on mute talking.
Probably was saying something left, right, and sideways. Y'all know Shannon has been good these last couple of weeks. This may be the show to break that streak she's been on. But go ahead, Shannon. Go ahead. I know you're probably ready to faint and everything else.
No. I mean, I'm digesting. I was digesting. I mean, now, I grew up watching The Cosbys, and you know, for me, it wasn't about anything other than, for me, it gave hope that black people and black families could be more than what had always been previously depicted. Because that was my dream growing up. I wanted to be, and Claire Huxtable could have played a huge part in me wanting to be a lawyer, wanting to do that. And, you know, I think for me, it brings me to one of the comments that somebody posted under it.
Yeah, because it got hot on your timeline.
They did. I was not expecting that. But one of them that stuck out to me, her whole thing was, I don't feel sorry for Bill Cosby because he deceived us. And I was like, well, who did he deceive? Like, really, like, where was the deception? And to her, the deception was because he made us believe pretty much that he was this, what were her words, that he was this this awesome father figure. And I was like, wait, hold on. So you took the character that this role that this man played and thought that that's who he was. So in my mind, the deception was not on him, that was on you. Because you couldn't take the difference and say that that was a role he played. I don't know him personally to say he deceived me. I don't know him personally to say that, you know, this is what happened, and that this is how he really lives his life, to say that he lived, that's what she said, he lived a double life. You have no idea what life he lived. You wasn't there. Yes, go ahead.
But no, I was going to say, like, even the people, now I understand the point of your post, and if I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were saying, you know, because he's 81 and blind. And I think that was like your point that you were making with your post, but I think a lot of people felt like they knew him and held him up in such a high regard that, you know, some people feel like I'm going to, you know, champion him or whatever. This is wrong. And some people feel like this is right, you know, because people feel like they knew him personally, based on a character. Because this is my thing. Okay, so let's say he did not, let's just say he did not, you know, drug and have sex with women. What are facts is he was married, and he's factually a cheater. So even if the convictions wouldn't have happened and the sentencing and all of that stuff, he's admitted to some stuff. So what we know is a fact, whether he drugged the women or not, you know, what we know for a fact is he was married and he cheated on his wife.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's discussing that. And she ride or die. Hats off to Camille, because I ain't that woman.
I'm not that woman either, but here's my thing on that. Even
there would
the
be
fact
no conviction,
that he is a cheater.
A coroner.
Lord have mercy. Trust me, I feel you there. Because we eye to eye right there. My thing is, though, even the fact that he's a cheater, whose business is that, really? Like, how does that affect me? Why do I need to know that he cheated on his wife? He didn't cheat with me, and I'm not his wife.
How?
But at the end of the day.
The first part.
Because.
I don't know you that well, Shannon.
Because I ain't been broke off with nothing. I ain't been broke.
None of them other women either. That may be what the issue is.
Listen, those women did not have a business mind, and they was not trying to get it. You're not going to be cheating on your wife with me, and you worth $400 million? Right. No, it's not. It don't work like that. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Not $400 million. You worth? Oh, no, I need something. Let me just say
you need
to tell that like it is.
Half a meal.
At least.
That's
you know
another
what?
Show. You so lucky LaVon not chiming in like I know she wants to. LaVon is like, with a word, I feel it in her throat, Lord. You know, I'm just saying. But is it, okay, so when we talk about, and we specifically are going to talk about Bill Cosby, and then we'll talk about the other people, because even like with the lady quitting off the talk, Julie Chen, don't quote me, but because her husband was recently accused by a lot of women that, you know, that he was violated them in some way, shape, or form, so she quit the show The Talk, which I never watched, but, you know, except maybe clips on YouTube, but she quit the show, you know, because they talk about a lot of women's issues, and that was something she felt like, I guess, she couldn't be impartial on. I don't know. But with Bill Cosby, is your problem with it the conviction or the sentence?
My problem is with the sentence. That for me, that's my problem. It's, I mean, the way I see it is I think, and you know, I'm sure people disagree because, no, he did the crime, he didn't do the time, blah, blah, blah. Well, and Valencia, we kind of touched on this before the show. You know, I get it, you know, you feel that certain things, violating someone else should not have a statute of limitation. And,
right.
And I can agree with that, but then at the same time, I kind of go both ways with that because after 30 years, my thought is, how can you remember every detail, and why did you wait 30 years? Why did you, and I'm just going to go ahead and put this out here, why did you wait till this man now wants to acquire a TV station and start the first black bank to now want to come out of the woodwork?
Okay, so
that's
so
a whole nother problem for me. Like, none of this, like, really, like, you had 30 years. My, you know, I'm 25 for the, you know, for a couple years now. You waited my whole life.
25.
We're not gonna go into to detail exactly how many plus years,
yes.
25th anniversaries I've had. I've had quite a few. But you waited almost my entire life to not say anything. And now this, here he is, 81.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he's blind. What
how
in the world? And tell me
where the doctor's report.
Well, the doctor's report, that's all that came out. They all out there. What is he, and then to say he's a threat, who is he threatening? He can't even see it. I mean, seriously, can we not play like, you know, who is he going to hurt? If you got him on house arrest, you know he's in the house. He can't go anywhere.
He could be drugging maids around there, because if he's blind, he has assistants, right?
And then how he going to find what he's trying to get to after he drug him?
That, hey, they blind people have babies every day, so they could find something.
I don't know. But it feels like overkill to me. Like, really, it's like, what are you gained by having him sit in prison for 10 years, 3 to 10? What was there to be gained from that?
I think that I really hadn't did much research besides, you know, what I heard, articles I read or whatever. I really hadn't researched the ifs, ands, and buts about it. But my feelings are that if you did it, to me, no crime against somebody else, meaning, you know, whether it's a woman, a child, a man, anything that's a violation to somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there should not be any statute of limitations. And mm-hmm. those are my honest feelings, you know, because the people he did it to, they're going to, when you've been violated, and I could speak from personal experience, when you've been violated, you can remember it like it was 5 minutes ago, you know? And I'll be 100%, like me just being 100% honest, where I've forgiven my abusive ex, who I don't count that marriage. If there was a law that said, Valencia, if you go file and he will spend the rest of his life in jail for the things he did to you, I would want him to spend the rest of his life plus some in jail, because those memories, and this was, you know, I don't know, Cameron's 21, so the things that he did, you know, violating me violently, not sexually, but, you know, violently,
right,
physically or whatever, you know, Cameron was like 2 or 3. So this was a while ago, and I could remember those things like they were yesterday. And
mm-hmm.
my thing is me feeling, and I've forgiven him. I don't wish any harm on him. However, if there was a law that this man will spend the rest of his life in jail because I'm stuck with those memories the rest of my life, I would say, I don't care who he's married to now or kids. I don't care if he went and got saved, baptized, and no longer an alcoholic. Guess what? No. Woo. That's my
girl.
Five cents.
LaVon, was you trying to come in, LaVon? I heard you a little while earlier. Okay. And now I totally feel where you're coming from with that. I absolutely like it. That's hands down. No, you got me on that one. You got me there. I don't know. To me, my thought is too. Honestly, especially with with how it came out, when it came out, and all of the public scrutiny and all the things, I think to me that took him out more than anything else. Because it's that mental stuff to me, mental and that interior things that you have to deal with that's inside, and you got to work through it now, and you got all this. I think to me that is torture enough. Because what's going to, okay, fine, even going to jail, you get to sit there and, okay, what? You got to think about it, or okay, that, yeah. But even having to still live through it, even from when the first time it exposed, and to know that all of the hard work you've done, to know that, you know, everything you've done for HBC schools and all of those things, all of that that you put in place, that people want to shoot it down, that, you know, you've lost your credibility, you've lost this, you've lost that. I think to me that in itself is punishment. Because one thing, for certain two things for sure, mentally, you cannot be the same after that. To know that even you have to now relive that again to say, yeah, I did that and this is what it cost me to do that. Was it worth it in the end? Absolutely not. So, I mean, I don't see how jail makes it any different than currently having to deal with now.
Do you think your feelings would be different if he was drugging and having sex with children?
Probably. And I'll say this is why, because children are innocent. They really have, but, well, not these 2018 children, but children in general. Children in general have have no idea of any of those things that are happening. They're innocent. But then an adult, as a grown woman, you have a choice in the matter of what to say, who to tell, how to get this right. See, children are not, it's totally different, because even, like I said, as a grown woman, it's just like, let's go back some more years here. Just like the whole Mike Tyson thing with when he was being convicted of rape. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand or even get with the female and that situation, because why did you go to his hotel room at 3 o'clock in the morning? Same thing with Cosby. Why are you going to his room, his hotel room or whatever, at 11, 12 o'clock in the morning? Why are you going? You know you're not going to play Uno. You know you're not just going to go, come on. Like, to me, some of it is you allow yourself to be put in that situation. You allow that. Like, why would you do that? You all, especially, and I'm sure 9 times out of 10 that your interaction between the two of you, there was something that even tipped that to start with, to let you know he wanted that. Some kind of flirty way, some kind of inappropriate touch. There was something that took place prior to you going there. Why would you go there that time of night? No, Bill, I'll see you in the morning. No, Mike, we'll talk tomorrow.
Go ahead. I was going to say, do you think, because it had been forever since these things mm-hmm. happened. But the conviction, if, you know, like they say, what goes on in the dark come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take the light a little bit longer to come on, but you can't always hide. But do you feel like it's racial? Do you feel like it's racial? Like keep
to be
it 100, Shannon.
Keep it at 100, absolutely. Like I said, I think so because, like I said, the earlier part, why did you wait 30 years and we wait till he's on the cusp of getting of starting the first all-black bank and buying a network
so,
straight
okay.
out?
Okay, because I've never heard the him starting the first black bank until, like, today with one of the comments on your post. So, I mean, I have questions. Like, when was this decision made? Was it after women started coming out of the woodwork so that way it can make it seem like, you know, he's doing something for the community so the community could get behind him? Like, I want to know when did this start? Because, see, people have ulterior motives, or is it because he did so much dirt? So, you know, so let me put some things into play in case the dirt resurfaces. I've done X, Y, and Z. Because that doesn't change what he did, because you start a black bank. Money is green, and my debit card is blue. One day I will have a black one, I promise, on everything I love. But I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking at that like he's, you know, with the whole black bank thing. Like, what does that mean? Are we getting residuals from that?
So now I know the NBC to purchase NBC. I know that was prior to the allegation. I believe this,
but it wasn't
like,
prior to him drugging and having sex with women.
No. No, it wasn't, because that was over 30 years ago. But I do know, like I said, it coming out about him acquiring to purchase NBC and all that, that was, what year is this, 2018? That was about 4 or 5 years ago, before the allegation, before the whole rape and all of that other stuff started coming out.
Mm.
So none of that came out until after he started to acquire, working on acquiring NBC, then all of the other things started coming out.
So
now, as far as the black bank and do we get residuals, that I don't know. I don't.
You know, I have.
That's a good
I
question.
I have questions. Because that's the first I heard of it. You know, and when people, I've seen people post, you know, different things or whatever. But when people say, you know, about somebody starting a black bank or something of that nature, you know, I have questions. I have questions. Like, how is this going to benefit me? A bank is a bank, you know. And so unless that bank specifically is, you know, putting money into, you know, the quote-unquote community or things like that, like those things put money in his pocket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, everybody was and this is kind of going left, right, and sideways, but I think it kind of, this is what, you know, it's a mixture. But that's like with Michael Jordan. Everybody was diehard Michael Jordan, you know. Everybody was diehard Nike. We don't care how many people worked 16 hours and Nike only paid $5 for them. People were still paying $200 for Nikes, and people were diehard, you know, behind Michael Jordan stuff. But if you notice, that changed a little bit when he got divorced and married someone that was non-black.
Mm-hmm.
As I sip my coffee with my pinky out. So this kind of brings me to, you know, something we had started talking about before the show started, R. Kelly.
Oh, Lord.
Because one of the things I said was, you know, yes, R. Kelly should have been in jail. I cannot deny his talent, his music, the classics. You know, I was in high school in the early 90s. So, you know, that was like the real hot period of R. Kelly. However, when the allegations came out, I could not listen to R. Kelly's music again. And I'm like, I didn't understand. I think now he's starting to suffer from it now. You know, I think now with the Me Too movement and things going on that, you know, I've read some different things that he's starting to suffer from it now. With, you know, my feelings are better late than never. Now, I know you have your own feelings about the R or the Kale or whatever you call yourself.
Now, like I said, now, my view of R. Kelly, like, I love R. Kelly because of the musical genius. That's what I love. I can't take away from the gift he has. Like, hands down, the man is gifted. I can't say that I agree with you know, all of the sexual escapades and all of that. Like, you know, I can't. My only flip with that is, and predominantly most of those, especially with those young girls, I blame the parents. Because they were so money hungry that they sent their daughters in there. Half of them sent them in there. Even when you talk about, oh, well, he married Aaliyah. Well, to marry her, her parents signed off on that. At 15, her parents were fine with it. So, who, again, if you don't call him, you know, the pedophile and this and that, if you're not going to also hold the people that enabled him accountable, because they need to hold some accountability to that as well. Even with the young girl with the video, alleged video, it was said that it was either her, I think it was her aunt, set her up with him. This young girl, this last episode with the young girl talking to her parents about, oh, he's kidnapping her and all of this, and she comes back and make a video. No, because I cut them off and stopped sending them money is why they're doing this.
But he still did it. Was the girl under 18?
When her daddy took her to the concert and her father said, he said out of his mouth, I took her to the concert and I got her close to him and told him I wanted him to take her with him because I wanted him to teach her. So you pushed her to him.
But she
was
under 18.
I don't know if she was under 18 or 18. She might have been 17 or 18 at the time. But now that she's 20, 21, she stopped sending y'all money and y'all mad now. Now she's being kidnapped. She wasn't kidnapped when y'all gave her to him.
I think that's, you know, human trafficking. I think in this case,
pretty much what that is.
I think R. Kelly should be convicted. I think the parents or whoever handed a minor over to him should also be convicted. I mean, you know, I do believe that. Now, what happens with a grown woman, unless there's some sort of, you know, mental deficiency in those things like that? That's a whole different thing. But if he did something with a minor, whoever put that minor in his hands and him should be convicted. I think any money that he makes it shouldn't go to him. Like, for the rest of his life, anything that he has should go to his, you know, victims. If, you know, but I don't think he's ever been convicted, if I'm not mistaken. It's just, we just know it. You know?
No, right. He's never been convicted.
I agree.
Yes, if he's going to be convicted, then also the air quote handlers need to be convicted as well. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Now, as far as the money, maybe he shouldn't get it, but I don't think they should get it either because again, they were all still part of the plan, and the ones that got old enough and grown and left. You don't hear them talking about it.
Why do you think that is, though?
Because they were taken care of. I mean, I mean, the fact of the matter is we can say what we want, but money makes people shut up when they don't need to shut up. Money will make people actually do stuff that really, that they know morally this isn't quite right, but so I'm going to just roll with it. I don't have to worry about a thing. I got all the best fashions. I got all these things going on. And, I mean, honestly, what makes him any different than half of these other artists and boxers and all these other people that get these little 17, 18? Matter of fact, let's go here. Hugh Hefner, Playboy. None of them girls, half of them girls wasn't of the right age. And what he tell them? Y'all back off me. And guess what they did? Backed off of him. So,
ain't he dead?
No, that man ain't dead, child. He still got all the little young things running around there. I don't think he did.
Oh,
I don't even hear about him. I don't know, but it's that kind of thing. I mean,
this. Okay, so I kind of want to.
You're right, he did die last year in September. See, I don't follow
I just remember hearing something of that nature. But, okay, so if you kind of look at, take the conspiracy out of the Bill Cosby conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think maybe they're using him to set an example for what's to come with the other people that came? Because if I'm not mistaken, this is the first conviction dealing with allegations like this, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
I'm 99.9%. I don't know. So maybe, you know, normally LaVon knows all the facts.
I know.
You know, LaVon would have came with some statistics and websites and stuff.
Right.
But I think, you know, it's an example, setting an example of what's to come. Now, I would say if all of these other people, you know, provided they had proof or you know, whatever else, I'd say if they don't get convicted, then I could mentally revisit, okay, it's a conspiracy against him buying stuff that we don't get residuals from.
Okay, I can see that.
But I think that it was, you know, it's kind of like that you hit the big person to teach everybody else that you ain't scared. And it showed you,
well,
I don't know. That
well,
made
I mean,
sense in my head. It came out wrong, but
I got you. I got you. Let's get one of the big dogs and show them. But I mean, to be honest, if you want to get a big dog, go get your president. Seriously, let's just get him. I mean,
watch me start having technical difficulties. First, I think a couple of shows ago, whenever that was, it was LaVon and. Her beehive comment or something we was talking about on one show. Nah. You know what?
Listen, but that's the biggest one you can do that can set the tone for all of them. Seriously. I mean when somebody can tell you, I just walk right up and just grab this, like, really? Who does that? And think that's okay. Who violates women like that and thinks it's perfectly okay?
Well,
I get it. It could be, you know, okay, Bill, this was really the big, big one that really came out. I mean, there have been other little ones, but nobody's really worth $400 million like Bill Cosby. So, yeah, let's go ahead and show them we don't care how
much money. I didn't even know he was worth that much money.
Yes, honey.
I have questions.
we can get somebody that's worth.
Where he get all that money from?
He's worried. Baby, you know. Now, I don't know how true it is, but, you know, I have heard that when, you know, the Cosby Show and all those things ran, like, they still get paid for that.
Now,
Cosby's been working forever. You got to remember, he was a stand-up comedy. He did tons of movies. He directed quite a few, produced quite a few.
What do you think about his wife? What do you think about his wife? You know, standing on, you know, having his back throughout this situation. My pinky up, y'all. Like, if I was going live right now, y'all see me sipping out my coffee cup with my pinky up. I don't sip tea. I sip coffee.
She's sick.
Go ahead, Shannon. Like,
what do you think
about that part? Could you have stuck it out with your husband?
Well, here's what I think. Let me say it this way. Okay. Because I know she's had to know he was cheating way before any of this came out. I know she knew. So I'm thinking if she didn't check it then and didn't make a big stink about it then, there's really no point now. Because you knew. You knew he was cheating. Maybe you didn't know that he drugged somebody and did whatever, but you knew that he was cheating. And if you listen to, like, some of the women talk sometimes, it's almost like they expect it to happen. When you have a man in show business and things like this, you expect that kind of stuff to happen. So to them, it's probably acceptable. And honestly, at this point, I don't see why she wouldn't still stick with it. I mean,
right, because now he's going to be in jail, and she could take that $400 million and do what she wants.
Well, honey, they had already handled that. He had already signed everything over to her, which to me was smart because once it's over to her, y'all can't touch it.
Right.
You can't touch it to try to pay these people to make them whatever, to make them feel better because 9 times out of 10, everybody wants the money. No, y'all can't get the money because that's all her. Y'all can't touch that.
$50 million. But see, if she knew you know, and that's a whole other thing if she knew. And we'll definitely have to, you know, address that on the future show because I have been watching episodes of Little Women, and one of the Little Women's husband is a constant cheater. So we'll discuss that on another show. But I think that they're entitled to it. I think you know, I have feelings about that. I mean, but I think that it should be kind of like across the board. Like, I think when you get to talking about, and we really about to start having some technical difficulties, because when you think about, you know, with Catholic priests and those kind of things that come out later that they've paid people off and stuff like that, I think that there should be, you know, convictions in that case, in those cases, honestly. Watch, I'm telling you, about to be, you know, but it's very, very interesting that, do you think you would feel different if the women were black?
No. No, that wouldn't make a difference to me.
Because if I'm not mistaken, all the women that accused him were non-black. Am I correct?
Correct.
Do you think that's why a lot of people are thinking it's a, you know, a conspiracy or like I support Bill Cosby because the women aren't? Because I honestly think it'll be different if the women were black women. I think that people's feelings about it would definitely be different.
I agree. If you could be right, because now I will say I have heard, and this is just me quoting what I heard someone else say, so this is not my thought. Especially the main one that was accused, you know, their thing was, I can't see it knowing she looks like a man in the face. And he's had all those pretty black girls around him, and he didn't do one of them like that.
Hence why the whole thing with the black bank and what was the other thing you were saying? He was trying to buy all of that.
NBC.
My thing is with sex offenders and people of that nature, and I know, you know, maybe people don't want to look at him as that way, but they tend to have a preference, a particular type. you know. And I honestly think, you know, this feeds into the conspiracy of the man. And I'm doing my air quotes trying to take Bill Cosby down.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, and if we kind of look at Tiger Woods, right, which he hasn't been convicted of anything. I don't know that he's been accused of anything. I'm just bringing it up. When we didn't care when Tiger Woods got hit by that golf club and cheated on his wife and left. We wasn't trying to support him anyway when he chose not to be black and called himself Cobbler Nation.
Yeah.
But because Bill Cosby had a quote-unquote black wife and he was attached to HBCUs, and because the only women he's violated that came out were white, it's easier to support him. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I think that if, you know, if it was black women, or even if Bill Cosby's wife was not black, and this situation still happened, he would not have had as much support as he did. And my feelings are wrong is wrong, especially when somebody come out and say, yeah, I did. It's kind of like, yeah, I did it. Now what? I'm 81 and blind. What are you going to do?
But where did he get
to doing it?
He admitted to the one.
Right.
But he didn't get support. He's not getting support. He's not getting.
I think that it depends on where you look and what articles that you read, because I do think he initially was getting a lot of, I think it was probably on the fence. You know, he had probably as many people supporting him as many people that didn't, you know, because even when I looked at your post, and one of the reasons why I didn't comment on it, because I didn't want any keyboard gangsters making some crazy comment, and I forgot who I was, because people get brave on social media. You know, I'm not saying no names or none of the above, but anybody that commented on Shannon's post that was like, you know, not really trying to hear it or whatever was getting, you know, somebody was going in 85 words a minute, and I was like, I want to comment so bad, but Lord, my patience ain't that good. You know, and I would have, you know, some people were in their feelings. You know, it's the man trying to take him down. Did the man give him the pills? Did the man tell him put the pills in a woman's drink? Did the man say put the pills in a woman's drink and then have sex with her and hope she stay quiet for the rest of her life or at least until you bad? You know, that's like when people say, you know, I'm because of the man. I did this, and this. What? What man? Where they at?
Right. Bro? Yeah, I can't get with that either. Sit down somewhere with that. You're doing too much. You're doing way too much.
maybe he wouldn't have been convicted if, I mean, because this is something to think about too. Do you think he would have been convicted if the women were black? Somebody said, I saw this somewhere, I don't remember when, but somebody said, you know, black women would have stayed quiet.
Look, ladies, I was going to
say nothing else. I'm not saying nothing else.
I wanted to chime in for a moment because y'all were talking, I was doing a little searching. Now, of the 58, I think it's anywhere from 58 to 60-something women that came forth and that are on the list compiled as accusers, there are a couple of women that are black women.
Okay.
Really?
So there are a couple of black women listed, are shown here, or they look ethnic, at least to me. But those were not the ones that made the headlines. They were not the ones of focus, because if you notice, a lot of the ones of focus were ones that were what I considered already Hollywood types, you know, models or actresses that came forth. But I did want to touch on something that Valencia said, well, replied to a question that you asked, but it's following up, I think, to what Shannon said. about Cosby purchasing NBC and creating or starting a black-owned bank. For me, and I say this so that the audience, if you come for me, not for defying you, because I'm speaking for LaVon.
They could come with your game. Let me mute my phone.
Okay. Anytime when you have a lot of black money, I know you've probably heard of like Black Twitter or Black Wall Street. A lot of times black people don't understand our own power that we could have in society, in the government, you know, in our communities, because we do control a lot of dollars. And you have a black-owned bank, and all of us black, you know, black and proud people say, well, I'm going to go and support my bank, you know, support the bank that looks like me, that caters to people like me. Think about what that would do to banks, to the monies, to, you know, our deficit, as the government calls it. What could we do? I mean, if we were to take control. So I can see people in the upper echelon, you know, lawyers and doctors and government officials being threatened by the possibility that black people are getting ready to move their dollars. And the thing is, they understand that even it may be a black-owned bank and black people are moving their dollars, you know what? We have some friends that love us. So you're going to have not just some black people that have moved their money. You're going to have some white people, some Hispanic people, some Asian people, you know, because they're going to feel like, wow, you know, there's a lot that could be done. And, of course, if it's done correctly, you can put back into our communities, because you don't see a lot of banks sowing into communities, especially into black communities. That's why it's important. So I do see how this could be a ploy to, you know, knock him down a few pedestals. And I'm not saying even just for Bill Cosby. I'm even looking at the political aspect of it. You know, you have women's, like the newest case that's just come out, where a woman comes out after 30 years and say, oh, I think he did something to me, but I can't remember, and I don't really recall, and I don't want to be public, and I don't want to really tell anybody, but I'm going to go to the news station, and I'm going to tell them, and I'll give you an interview as long as you don't have a whole lot of people around, if I can pick who can see and who can hear. Because then it makes me wonder, are these just plots just to keep control? Because I know what it's like to deal with a sexual assault. Just like Valencia said, when you've been assaulted, that's a memory that you don't forget. You don't just erase that because you woke up one day and then 30 years later it pops up. Yes, I understand repressed memories. I understand people can do that. But when your memory does come back, I don't care how long it's been repressed, when it comes back, it's like it comes back with the flood. Mm-hmm. So, and then it concerns me, because then I'm thinking, what about the women that really have been affected, women that have really been attacked? Now you are going to discourage them, because they're going to think, well, look how they're accusing her. Look how they are blaming the victim. And I'm doing my air quotes, the victim in these cases, and because you don't know if they're really true statements. Now, with Cosby, yes, evidence came out to, you know, solidify his stance that these were actual cases and of attacks. But I'm like, Shannon, what are you going to do at 80? I mean, you've lived your life well for the past 30, 40 years. He got, what, at best 10? What are you hoping to accomplish? Was it really just about the money?
But this is the thing, and that's why I love LaVon and her research. Them Google fingers must have been going hard. Google, call us. We take sponsors. Okay, call us. It'll be a, you know, but. But this is the thing. Had my feelings is this, had he not done anything, there would be nothing to find. A teenage mistake. This was not a 20-something-year-old mistake. This was not a one-time thing, even though, you know, it was not a one-time thing. So this is my feelings on it, because I question his character to do that. So would I? Is this the person to, quote-unquote, lead us into financial independence and financial power?
True.
Somebody that will do that. You know, we have to look at the bigger picture, and I do understand, you know, what you're saying about, you know, the bank and the finances and the ramifications of that, or I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for, but at the same time, y'all get what I'm saying. Like, look at his
mm-hmm.
character. So let's say
mm-hmm.
he opened the bank and he bought NBC. How much would that have taken away the bigger purpose because of what he did? You know, if it came out after he did this and that, well, you know, look at who y'all chose as a leader, or somebody that did this is you know, out there drugging and having sex with women. You know, and even though he's old now, he was old enough to know better when he was doing it. And my feelings is, I don't care if he was on life support, had it been me. And, of course, there's going to always have those bandwagon women that let me just get attention, add my name to the list, you know. But for the women that have truly been violated, if it was me, I wouldn't care if he was already gone and buried. I would want it to be known that this was done to me. And so, in a way, maybe it's a good thing or whatever that he didn't start whatever quote-unquote bank, you know, do my air quotes, because, you know, where's the business plans at? You know, besides saying what I'm going to do, what steps did he make to put it out there? You know, just like they have people that come out and say things that are true, they have people that come out and say things that are false, you know, like how much
uh-huh.
of that is true and proven. With him, you know, we have to look at that. Because that doesn't take away from what he did at all. And is he the one? Like Bill Cosby? Like was he supposed to be the one? Somebody that would do this to women when he was old enough to know better? I wouldn't. Let's say he started the bank and you know, everything else, and this came out later. Then what? What would that do for the community to know that the only person, quote unquote, to save us or to empower our black dollars, we have to accept somebody that does this to women? Hence why people still buy R. Kelly music. Yes, Shannon, I was coming back to that.
I know you were coming from it. But, and I mean, you know what, that is an absolutely valid point, I guess, and it's the same reason why we look at the president the way we look at him. You don't respect
right.
women in any capacity, and yet
right.
we're stuck with you. We are stuck with you.
True.
Until
right.
it's time to elect again. So, I mean, yeah, it you know, it makes a lot of sense, you know, it's, and maybe it had to happen that way.
True.
You know, to preserve whatever, because, I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, but at the same time, it's you're always going to have people on both sides of the fence.
Right.
You know, you're always going to have that, so you never really just, you just really can't, I guess, tell which way it could have gone. But, I mean, that makes a lot of sense, because, you know, some people would have, you know, well, Bill Cosby started, and then it gets started, and then this comes out, and then...
True.
Now, I will say this about society as a whole. I cannot stand the fact that society allows what somebody may have or may not have done in their past to take away from whatever they might actually be able to do. What I mean is, yeah, okay, he did that. But tell me, what does that have to do with his ability to show you and tell you how to better manage your money? He worth $400 million.
But, okay.
Whatever
he
doing.
But think about it like this. Think about it like this. Because the same, okay, so if he is the person to tell us about our money and start this, this, and this, that means he have sense, right? That means he have sense and money and everything else. So then how mm-hmm. come he gets pity because he has time? Because he gets time. So then that's when his age and what he could do is a factor when he gets time, but his age and him being blind is not a factor because he want to start a bank. But we're talking about the same person.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say.
He's blind. How
this,
can he see to touch people? So he blind.
Right.
How can he see to sign contracts and do, and help us do stuff with our money?
And in that sense, I don't think he would be the one,
today.
Of course. I see. I don't think he would be the one that would, of course, be right out there. Of course, he would have put the right people in place to go
he's
out and teach the people
it.
That help. Right. He's funding it. He's going to get it started. But, you know, there got to be right people in place because, to be honest, even that, no, he can't do that. He can't come out here and talk to people. Now, he can talk. But he can't really see what's going on. He can't sign contracts. He can't do any of that. So I'm sure that's why
right.
he had people close to him, people, you know, that helped him and got, you know, to make, that would make, you know, the business deals go through. And, of course, I'm sure his wife, because I believe that is a very intelligent woman. You know, she's there reading or whatever have you. So, I mean, you know, I don't want to say him. I don't think.
Change that.
Why did what now?
Why should his conviction change that then?
I don't think it should. And to be my personal opinion, I think that at this point, if that is still what was in the plan, I think Camille should still go forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
I
thought.
Think she would probably get more because, see, that would show that it was a bigger purpose to that versus just making him look good.
Right.
In the light of these allegations and conviction, that's my honest opinion. Or take the money and run. Buy you an
mm-hmm.
island and
mm-hmm.
and get, you know, those are my thoughts. I just, so let's say Oprah. Holler
mm-hmm.
at us, Oprah. Let's
Oprah.
Say Oprah. Let's say Oprah, remember when Oprah started the school in Africa?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, starting a school is a good thing. And then a lot of people were mad, and she lost some fan base, so to speak, because she wanted to take all of these resources and start a school in Africa.
Uh-huh.
You know? But
uh-huh.
the bigger purpose was her starting a school. So let's say Oprah, kind of back to my original point, let's say Oprah wanted to – you know, start a bank and do the same things. Would you support that?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
But you had to think about it.
But no, I mean,
I
thought about it because in my mind, I'm like, well, I mean, I was remembering the whole school thing and I, for one, my initial thought was, well, why isn't she starting one here in the country?
Because she's smart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and then, you know, eventually I came around and said, I was like, okay, Oprah, I see the move you're making. I see it. But, you know, I don't see why not because that, I mean, to me, that has nothing to do with the ability of these people that have made them get, they've gotten to where they are, and regardless of what they did or did not do, if you have money management tips from people that you can send my way to share with me to help me get where you at, I'm going to listen. I don't care what you did, because what you did was what you did. It doesn't affect me, and it clearly didn't affect your money all that much.
I would say this will be my 2 cents, my probably last couple of words, 2 cents, because
yes, ma'am.
One, I say Oprah's smart. I look at it as, and Valencia, what you said is absolutely true. It would have been, you know, probably more detrimental to us for the bank and the TV station to have been purchased, and, you know, we all put our monies in and we're supporting for this to come out later, because then, of course, everyone, you know, is looking at why y'all do, you know, I told you so, and it would have probably hurt us a lot more. You're absolutely correct. It probably would have hurt us a lot more, and I do like that point of view. I do feel that even, and I was thinking about that, if you think about our celebrities or people that we wonder why they give so much to other countries and so much, you know, they start a school or a college somewhere else and not put those monies here in the United States. And I think a lot of time because the black dollar isn't appreciated as much as it is in another country compared to
wow.
here in the United States. And then we have to have this fear, because even listening to this, it makes you think, you know, would I want to start? Because you have to sit here and check your list. Lord, what have I done in my past? Is there anybody that's going to come back? And at the end of the day, it became a biblical factor, because I'm thinking, one, we have all sinned.
Mm.
We have all, you know, we have all done some things. Just because it may not have affected, you know, we're looking at, okay, well, he drugged and they raped or drugged these women. You know, that's a terrible crime. But have we not done some things? We've put our mouths on people, you know, and spoke against them. We have done things that could have almost killed people. It didn't come to the light. And because
Amen.
We have become a better person now, how can we truly say, well, then I'm not going to support this person anymore? Because what if God places a vision inside of you, a purpose to birth a ministry or a business, and then as soon as you get, you know, like right now, long as Valencia, you're just hosting a radio show and you're just writing these little books, because this is what, you know, society is saying. Well, long as she's over there just writing them little books and she's just doing her little radio show, you know, having fun. But God forbid Oprah calls you tomorrow and she said, Valencia, I want you to have your own radio station. I think you ladies should take this live. Come to OWN and let's sit down and talk about how many people are going to come out the woodwork
back.
And start talking about what all we've done. I mean,
mm-hmm.
if we look at our past, who's going to come for us?
I don't know about y'all, but all my stuff pretty much. Do we need to have an off-the-show conversation? But, you know,
but who's going to come for us? Shannon,
oh,
Alicia,
everybody.
Who's going to come for us?
Oprah hadn't called yet, and I've had my own family come for me. Mind you, they had lost their mind for a quick 5 minutes because they forgot who they was coming for. However, okay, so let's say when we get that Oprah call, okay, I need y'all to start doing damage control right
amen.
Now.
Hashtag
okay?
Please.
Hashtag amen. Mm-hmm. But when Oprah calls, of course there's going to be people that come and say X, Y, and Z, but nobody could come and say Valencia did something to hurt a child or did something to violate a woman. My problem isn't the conviction, so to speak. It's what the conviction was for. Because, see, he could, let's say he got you know, convicted whatever for shoplifting or robbery or something, you know, just something like that. That's, to me, that's the difference. You know, people, it's, you know, if anybody has read my books or watched one of my lives or anything else, I've talked about being in a gang. I've talked about, you know, fighting. If the club was open, I was shutting it down, and security had me on plenty of fences. I've tried to fight security. What they going to say? They going to post some pictures? I've posted them, you know? So y'all do damage control, okay? But I do understand, you know, what you're saying. And Bill Cosby is 80. This is another point. Like, he's 81. So these are things that happened when most of us get sense of after 30, after 40. And that's, that is an issue for me. You know, he was at the quote-unquote height of his success. So to me, that's a power thing too. Now, if I go out there now or after Oprah calls and join a gang and do some of the things I did when I was in my teens and 20s or whatever, a whole different story. Valencia, you should have better sense, you know? And I think that's my issue. Like, you know, that's my issue. He was old enough to know better. He was old enough to know better, but and at the same time, he was at the height when the stuff happened. I'm not looking at when the conviction happened. I'm talking about when he did the crime. He was old enough to know better. That's my 5 cents. Shannon.
Well, I have to say, I agree with LaVon wholeheartedly. And what it made me think, though, is even in the Bible, right, everybody that God chose and everybody that walked with the Messiah, they were not squeaky clean. They were not
perfect Peter babies. Cutting off ears.
Right, you had murderers, you had liars, you had, I mean, all adulterers. I mean, you had all kinds of, all throughout the Bible, all kinds of issues. All kinds. And at the end of the day, when Oprah does call us, you know, I hate to say this at the risk of sounding, you know, like such a butt, but it is something that happens. People make stuff up.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why a lot of those women that came, they couldn't prove that. It was just people want to jump on the bandwagon.
Right.
I want to be noticed. I want to get money. I want this.
Exactly.
I want to be seen. Say this happened. Then you got. I mean, look at how from that, then it just sparked all these women all over the place. Oh, Usher was going around giving us herpes. Oh, and then it was proven, excuse me, that Usher didn't have herpes. And now y'all all right.
Oh,
so, no, now he's coming for you.
Why you bring that up when, towards the end of the show?
Because it just,
I just thought about it. Because I saw that with the girl. Go ahead, Shannon. I'm not starting with you right now.
But I was just saying, like, it just all comes to me. So it's hard, and it's sad, but it's hard to actually see, you know, everybody was telling the truth. Everybody, like, okay, yeah, he admitted to, but the rest of y'all, no, like, who knows? So even okay, Oprah called us. People will make up stuff, and then we could find ourselves in the same position because somebody decided to say, no, let me tell you what G Baby really did, and you're like, wait,
G Baby did some
what?
Stuff.
But they're going
to
be a made-up
do a whole
stuff.
Show on G-Baby. Because if G-Baby ain't like you back in the day, I'd take your boyfriend.
But,
and
but
then
see, they'll see,
give him back.
But see, they'll flip it. They'll flip it and say G-Baby took,
he was
took
a home
the boyfriend.
Worker.
Right, took the boyfriend, took the, I mean, they add stuff to it. They'll add stuff
and
to
it. And it might
so
be, it's probably true stuff. Go ahead, Shannon, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I've been called, look, that's a whole other show, because I have been called a homewrecker before, okay? I have been called a homewrecker before. My response was far from politically correct, and no, I was not in my teens or my 20s. This was, I think, my early 30s. My response was, I'm not a construction worker, therefore I can't wreck something that was never built.
Oh, my God.
If you listen to this call, I don't care how long ago it was, I bet you're going to remember that response the rest of your life. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Shane. Mm-hmm. I had a flashback. Yeah. Mind you, it was forever ago.
Clearly. Because I heard it all in your throat.
That
I heard the tone in your throat.
Look, I was having a G-baby moment when that girl called my phone. And we talked about
that
like over about 10 plus years ago. But I was grown enough to know better.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's stuff like that. So even, but you know, like I said, people make up stuff. Now then there's the stuff that can be proven. That's something different. You know, like you got Charlie Sheen. Well, you know, you got like Charlie Sheen running around here giving people HIV. I think he should get life in prison because you're giving somebody else a life sentencing disease. You need life in prison.
I agree.
And whatever proof needs to be had, your medical records are out there, and your ex-girlfriend corroborated you knew you had it.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we need that you haven't gotten a conviction yet? What else do we need?
Is that a law, though? Is that a law?
I do know in some states it is. I don't know if it's a federal law, but I know in some states it is a law.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree 150% with that. I think any crime like that, because that's like a death sentence, anything that can be proven, that's true and can be proven, oh, yeah, I believe in he should be convicted too. And I used to like whatever the show was. What was the show? It was two men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, two men in the bed.
I don't know.
No, it was called something and a half men.
Oh,
huh.
Oh,
Two and a half men. I used to like the show. I thought he was funny. I liked him in several movies. However, yeah, if he was around there doing the do and doing it, yeah, yes, for the rest of his life. Definitely. That's why
I've already done damage control, so I'm gonna put my business out there before anybody else can. That's just the way I see it.
Right.
Then you've got nothing to hold against me.
There is nothing that I've done unjustified. I will say, look, that's what I unjustified. I will say that. LaVon, is there anything that you need to, are we going to have, do we need to do damage control?
Real quiet.
I know. Look, she's thinking right now that, look, this show will have to be definitely continued because LaVon has to think and do damage control in between shows. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, to kind of sum up my thoughts with the Bill Cosby thing is, you know, to me, his age is not a factor for me. His age and him being blind, he wasn't blind when he did it. Like, being blind is not a pass, or being 81. It's not a pass. And I know you were saying, like, how is he a threat and everything else? He was up and walking around and those things, you know. So, I mean, he could still drug people today. So, you know, I think if it was proven, he was convicted. I do think that, you know, jail time, you know, was appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you, Shannon, we should have started the show with you reading some of the comments off your post. Y'all need to follow friend Shannon. LaVon, I will tag you in. Like, my fingers was ready. I wanted to comment. But see, Shannon had a little keyboard gangster on her social media that I know if I would have commented, this person probably would have went in, and then the show wouldn't have never started because who. I believe in the last word.
Lord,
I would have been pulling on one computer. Yeah, I definitely, I argue quite well with that.
Lord.
And I think this has a lot of people in their emotions versus facts, you know. And I wonder if people's feelings would have been different if it came out that he was, you know, drugging and, you know, violating, you know, 10-year-olds.
Mm.
Then would it have been okay to convict him now? You know, would you have wanted to move your money to, you know, Black Bank of America?
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
That is true. I mean, one thing, and my last little part, one thing I did not agree with, though, is we don't really care about the conviction as much because of the comments he's made about the Black community in the past. And that,
I agree.
To me, was sad that because you didn't like what he said at those moments, which when we look around today is the God honest truth, what he said, but because you didn't like that, you're all for conviction, not even so much about being wrong, but because of that portion, you won't even think above anything else. But, well, he said all this about Black community, so he can go to jail.
Mm.
I thought that was pretty sad to me.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could argue with that point. I don't know. But, like I said, I never, you know, looked at Bill Cosby. Like I said, I never really liked the Cosby Show and those things. Like, you know, I do think he lost a lot of support because of that comment. And this is the thing with entertainers. Their job is to entertain. When they get out of their lane, that's when problems tend to, you know, arise, you know. And if you're going to come out and be judgmental or critical of, you know, how they say sweep around your own front door, because while he was talking about, you know, people with their pants hanging, I can't remember what else he was saying. He round there, you know, drugging and having sex with women. So how valid is his advice? A broken clock runs twice a day.
Well, I'm going to say this, and then I'm through. I'm going to say this part, and I'm
through. You were through with the last comment.
Yeah,
I'm
but see, she just made me. You just made me come up with my mind with something else, and I'm really going to be through. And in the words of my sister LaVon, if y'all want to come for somebody, you can come for me on this one. But
we a gang.
In all
honesty, people already know that if they listen to this show.
But let's be real, because in all honesty, they are doing nothing less. Entertainers and him saying what he said about the Black community and then turn around, you know, being a rapist is nothing different than pastors have been doing for centuries, as well as politicians.
Mm-hmm. Why? Really? Mm-hmm. Really?
I'm sorry,
so
and I'm through with that. So I don't. We can't.
Really?
But we can't beat him, and they doing the same thing. I'm through. I'm through.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is how we do last couple of minutes,
mm-hmm.
literally
mm-hmm.
of the show. Put that down.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hot topic.
It
that's
wasn't
a hot
even
topic.
A drop.
I know. Shannon gonna try to drop the mic and walk away because that's a whole other show. Because then I can tell y'all in case it. Because I guarantee you that won't come out because it ain't against me. But when a whole married pastor try to make me his quote-unquote friend.
Mm-hmm.
So we could talk about pastors. Look, I said they're real soft. I said they're real soft. But, you know, that's all I got to say. Shannon thoroughly dropped the mic. LaVon, would you like to, you have any closing thoughts that you would like to add before we close out the show?
My closing thought is a thought to leave with the audience, just to challenge you with. It was something that I heard a couple years ago by my bishop, actually said this, and it is something that I try to live by. Don't allow your character to take you somewhere your anointing isn't ready for. Don't allow your anointing to take you somewhere your character isn't ready for. I mean, because at the end of the day, we can go out and we can start and we can do, but you have to check your character. At the end of the day, check your character.
Check the character. Amen.
Check their character. Discernment on 10. When them spidey senses get to tingling, y'all really, you know, the audience really need to look at who they hold up so high.
Exactly.
Check everything.
Exactly.
You know. So it has been a very interesting hot topic, and I think we're going to either take a week or two break. But if you guys follow us on Facebook on the Define You Radio page, you'll know when we're coming back. And we're going to talk about some really interesting stuff. We're definitely going to hit the topic of when marriage goes left, right, and sideways, cheating, and more, and all of those things. Just, we're trying to help y'all do life better. I don't know what else to say. I hope to see y'all in Atlanta next week, because that's one of the reasons we won't be having a show. If my co-hosts stand up and come, then, of course, we may end up doing a Define You Radio right there on the spot in Hot Atlanta. I will be at Atlanta Black Theater Festival. You can find your tickets in the previous shows where we had the founder on and two different playwrights at atlantabtf.com. You guys, make sure you get your tickets for the MOVE experience. We have some great things shaking and going on right here in New Orleans, November 10th. So with that being said, pens and papers down. Class is officially over. Make sure y'all connected with my beautiful co-host and me, and of course the show's page. And until next time, remember, your past doesn't define you. It gives you definition. It's up to you what you do with that. And let me add, your past could come back to haunt you if you're trying to do stuff. So make sure your closet is clean. Y'all have a great day.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Define You Radio. Make sure you connect with the show on Define